producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look at this headline. Poll, 27% of Democrats favor prosecuting mobile warming foes in a Rasmussen poll. These aren't Democrats. These aren't liberals. These are totalitarian nuts. And even the grassroots ones I run into, some of them, not all of them, are just wild-eyed. They just, we'll take your guns, we'll put you in a FEMA camp, you bet it's real. Ah. I mean, these are nobodies that get off on the fantastical power out of an out-of-control government, and they feel safe in that, as if that system would be loyal to them. I want to go to JT in Colorado. JT in Colorado, you're on the air with Larry Nichols. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hi, Larry. You guys are talking about a solution for, how to stop this whole thing with the Clintons and the machine, the Clinton-Bush machine. And Larry mentioned the state's rights. And, Alex, it was Colorado that started it in 1994.
Do me a favor. Back off your phone a little bit.
Okay. It was Colorado that did it, that started that 10th Amendment movement back in
Absolutely. 1994. And it got a whole bunch of states. I know it was 20-something by the end, but Oklahoma was about to pass it and really cause the domino effect.
Really was it, boy. When Charlie T. went in there and he said, let's do it, they blew that building up just as sure as I'm talking to you. And it was Clinton and that whole group that are in power now. So my question for Larry, good talking to you again. I haven't talked to you. Well, I talked to you the other day, but not in 20 years. And I'm glad to see that you're getting well. And if I had some money, brother, you'd be like Shane Steiner. Anyway,
All right, listen, we're almost out of time. This is JT Coyote. He's been calling in for 20 years. What's your question for Larry? We're almost out of time.
The question for Larry is this. How, given what you know and the playbook and where we are in...
Yeah, how do we stop Hillary? Same thing you said earlier. How do you stop Hillary?
There is something, Alex, that you will have one of these days pretty soon. I don't think you'll be thanking me for it.
Please don't tell them you're sending me something that'll bring down the Clintons. Please just put it out publicly yourself. Don't give me a hand grenade.
But anyway, what happens? They move that body, Alex. Whether he killed himself or somebody killed him, that's not an area now that I look at. What I look at is I can prove they moved that body.
Okay, so now, you think the ghost of Vince Foster can come back and haunt them?
No, I know it will. And they know it will as well. That's why they don't want me doing what I'm doing. The thing people need to know about the death of Vince Foster, it was ruled a suicide at the time, but it's still carried as a murder, any homicide. So there's no statute of limitations on any aspect of that case. Now, the feature match between Hillary and I was predicated off a couple of things. The first being... Well, you know, Alex, who do you call? I mean, if I had a picture of Hillary shooting Vince Foster with a gun, if I had that on videotape, we run into the problem of this power syndrome that's in Washington now. Who are you going to call to get them to go after Hillary? Who? Now, you'd say, well, Obama appointed this new lady with the FBI. Well, I doubt very seriously she's even confirmed. Before the election, she might. I could be wrong about that. But she's not going to do anything to Hillary. All of the stuff everybody hears about the emails, forget it, please. It comes down to this, Alex, and this alone. If they try to prosecute Hillary, her defense attorney is going to say, Your Honor, we need to have all of the emails so that we can make our case, and it's going to make some of them go public that are classified and top secret.
And they point out it's classified, so they can't release it, so they can't use it as evidence, and she can't use it as the defense.
There you go.
Larry, we'll talk to you again soon. We're praying for you. I hope you're getting better. And have a good weekend coming up. Folks, other callers, you'll probably be able to get to Anthony Gucciardi if you want. A lot of breaking news coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and infused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Anthony Gucciardi. I will be your host for the rest of the hour in overdrive. We're going to open back up the phone lines, and we're going to cover a really good stack of news that I found through some of the dark places of the internet that you've probably not heard about today. Some of these headlines include media graveyard, daily newspapers down nearly 80%, hard news in danger. Cable companies are so scared of Netflix, they've actually started showing fewer ads. They're dropping their ads by 50% because they're afraid of the growing media empire system, including alternative media. Facebook gets fined $268,000 per day for tracking non-users in Belgium. There's now a black-only healing space in Missouri that white people are not allowed to enter, which is actual racism. What the TPP will do to the internet, what the World Health Organization chief is warning about with the TPP, and a lot more. So we're going to get to your calls and cover a ton of news and break down a lot of really, really interesting stuff that affects you on a daily basis. First, what I wanted to do is I wanted to go to this special report by John Bound about how smart TVs are now made to spy on you. This is something that you've heard Alex talk about before years and years ago. And it was called a true conspiracy theory. I mean, it was just attacked at the idea that your TV would be watching you. But of course, now it's come to pass. It's recording everything you do. It's monitoring what you do. And here's John Bound's report on smart TVs watching you back.
Smart TV, meet your stupid consumer. Irvine, California-based Vizio is churning out spy state televisions loaded with Vizio's smart interactivity program to its 10 million and counting customers. A default program that follows your viewing habits and spins a web of data connected to your smartphone and any other device linked to your IP address. ProPublica reports IP addresses can increasingly be linked to individuals. Data broker Experian, for instance, offers a data enrichment service that provides hundreds of attributes such as age, profession, and wealth indicators tied to a particular IP address. Vizio recently updated its privacy policy to say it has begun providing data about customers' viewing habits to companies that may combine this information with other information about devices associated with that IP address. The company does not promise to encrypt IP addresses before sharing them. Of course, there are laws against this very overreach of Big Brother. U.S. Code Title 47, Chapter 5, Protection of Subscriber Privacy, and U.S. Code Title 18, Chapter 121, Wrongful Disclosure of Videotape Rental or Sale Records, not to mention the Video Privacy Protection Act. But Vizio arrogantly declares those laws don't apply to them. Vizio vaguely claims IP addresses contain data rather than a person's identity. But that is the very nature of this surveillance beast. An IP address identification system increasingly used to build a profile of a person according to their viewing habits is a system already regarded as a breach of individual privacy in Europe. But Vizio reaffirms that the rat in a cage technology is all in the name of advertising. According to Vizio, the company's data mining programs are part of a revolutionary shift across all screens that brings measurability, relevancy, and personalization to the consumer like never before. Again, personalization. The surveillance state is tracking us in our homes.
All of the new washing machines, dryers, computers, iPhones have cameras that are two-way, have audio that's two-way, and they admit they're tracking you. And there is a report out of Wired magazine with public statements by Petraeus, now the head of the CIA, that they are watching everybody through their appliances without warrants, and they'll do whatever they want. And you're not a suspect, you're a person of interest. What, because we expose that you run Al-Qaeda? You mean stuff like that? So these people are just going into a new phase of flaunting it all in our face.
Spying on us through our cable boxes and televisions, monitoring and determining our energy usage, the surveillance state is so completely out of control in its widespread violation of our Fourth Amendment rights, billion-dollar surveillance blimps are having to be shotgunned out of the sky by law enforcement. Vizio is playing with fire. All it's going to take is one of their 10 million customers' identities to be positively profiled, and the first domino will fall.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off,
our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. They have created a repressive society, and we are their unwitting accomplices.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
That's right, the surveillance state is here, and something that you've heard about for years and was deemed a conspiracy theory has now come true. I'm going to take it a step further and talk about this report, which is from Disrupt. Facebook faces fines of $268,000 per day for tracking non-users in Belgium. Facebook is facing fines of $260,000 a day unless it alters the operation of tracking cookies in Belgium after a data protection court ruling. Facebook has said it will be appealing. The court action dates back to June when the country's data protection watchdog filed a civil suit against Facebook following a highly cited critical report of Facebook's data protection practices, which the Belgian DPA commissioned following updates to Facebook's privacy policy at the start of the year. And basically what I understand this to be is that when you are not even logged in, but basically have logged in to Facebook at any point, it puts cookies into your browser, and everything you do it can use to track you for third-party marketing purposes. Of course, they sell your data to third-party marketers, and then they hit you with advertisements that are relevant to what you've been looking at. And Belgium says this is unacceptable, and it is, because obviously they're taking your personal data and selling it for profit without your permission. But you do actually agree to it just because you decided to agree to the 300-page privacy policy that none of us actually read. It's like the common knowledge now when you get a new app on your phone, and it says, well, okay, in order to use this app, you have to agree to this 50-page privacy policy. No one actually reads it, and you'd need a degree and about 30 years of your life to read all the privacy policies you agree to. But in there it says we take all of your data and we sell it for our own benefit and share it with our partners, our content partners, to give you a better advertising experience. So the security protocols in there are a complete joke, and the surveillance state is already here. But it kind of reminds me of these stories as well from the Examiner. Media graveyard, daily newspapers down nearly 80%, hard news in danger. And I want to read this article for you, but what has happened is the mainstream news for so long kind of called us crazy, anyone being us that would speak against the surveillance state, even any individuals. And they said, well, if you would dare to speak against that, you're crazy, you're conspiracy theorists, and so on. And that's just one sector that the mainstream media has completely arrogantly been incorrect or at least covered up on. So people are going away in droves from these groups. And this story goes on to say, hard news faces the same kind of extinction as newspapers and magazines, the result of a dramatic death spiral of reporting jobs and ads and the rise of the type of opinion journalism popular 2 and 3 centuries ago, according to a new report. Hard news is in danger, said a new report from the Brookings Institute. The report detailed a fall off in advertising revenues and employment and raised the question that without editorial employees filtering the news, credibility will be undermined. These trends have left many people wondering who will collect hard news for the general public. While the internet world has made it possible for everyone to express their opinion widely, whether they know anything or not. You like how it throws that in there? Whether they know anything or not. Yes, so you cannot trust the internet. What an old school concept of you can't believe everything you read on the internet, right? Remember back in the day when you would watch television shows and the nightly news and they would say, well, the story here from the internet, but you can't believe everything you write, read on that dang internet. Come on, the internet is the media. The internet is the news system. The internet is it. Not newspapers. The internet is the media, and you are the media, and you have just as much value as the mega corporation that spends $65 million on PR. And the internet is the great divider. But it says, you know, whether they know anything or not, has also confused readers. The internet's confused readers. In the absence of supposedly neutral intermediaries, such as reporters, fact-checkers, and editors, readers are having a hard time judging the credibility of what they read. That dang internet, man. Filling in hard news gaps appears to be more opinion journalism. So, here's what this really means. Man, remember the good old days when the corporate news completely controlled the narrative and the paradigm as a whole? That internet really messed that up for people because anyone can be a reporter. Anyone can put out a YouTube video with their iPhone and get 50 million views, and it's been done with their dang opinions. But it's confusing people, guys. You're not allowed to have opinions. It's supposed to be corporate-controlled news. Don't you understand? It's messing up the narrative. Truth is, this is the biggest success, I think, in human history in terms of the distribution of content. Because, of course, there's the kook stuff out there. There's the absolutely insane stuff. that people can make up and throw on some website that lets anyone be a content creator. But at the same time, the corporate news structure no longer controls what you are going to believe because of the fact that you have the power to upload directly to YouTube. And I don't know how many times I've seen crappy looking YouTube videos, selfie shot phone videos, not even from an iPhone, from like a $50 crappy phone, uploaded to YouTube of some guy just talking, speaking his mind, and it gets millions and millions of views because it's about the idea, it's about the message, not about the corporate news spending millions and millions of dollars. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We'll be right back with more news, analysis, and special reports. This is the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour of Overdrive.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
I say I'm not sure, but
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to be taking your calls on any topic. Call in at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But first, I wanted to play a video for you featuring Dr. Group and Alex talking about the new product at InfoWarsLife.com, Living Defense, the Harmful Organism Cleanser. Let's check it out.
Dr. Group joins us for the balance of this hour to talk about solutions. We have them up every couple of weeks. We have been trying to launch this for the last year. We got all of the organic ingredients to do it, and we've come up with a new Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleansing dietary supplement, and it is extremely affordable. It is brimming with the capsules, and the way I read the facts, this could do a cleanse for really a family of four or five people. Dr. Group, let's just get into the product now and then into parasites themselves, what folks really want to hear about in the next segment. But thank you for developing this for InfoWarsLife.com. Tell us about Living Defense and why it's so special.
Well, it's really special because it's part of the problem that we're dealing with today. When the earth becomes sick and the earth soils become acidic and the internal bodies become acidic because of all the toxic food in the air and the beverages that people are consuming, it sets up an environment that's ripe for harmful organisms to live, either on the earth, that's why a lot of the plants are infested with harmful organisms, or inside the body. And years ago, we linked every single disease process to an overgrowth of organisms in the body. And when people hear the word parasite, which the FDA does not like us to use, they actually came down on us and made us take the word parasite off everywhere because we were exposing what the globalists have been doing, spreading these parasites and creating this environment, which is great for them to live in, for years and years and years because they know they drain us of energy, they make us sick. So we had to actually change the word parasite to harmful organism. And when we talk about harmful organisms, it's the definition, actually, the medical definition of parasite is any harmful organism that lives off of a host mechanism. Most people just think parasites are worms, but harmful organisms are bacteria, viruses that you can get through flu shots, funguses, yeast. We literally have an epidemic going on right now with molds and fungus and yeast living in everybody's body.
This is something that I heard about over a decade ago. I didn't really believe. I did one of these cleanses or invasive organism or harmful organism cleanses. It really hurt a lot, but it did do a lot. With this was not painful like some other cleanses I've done. The product is available at InfoWarsLife.com. I've always read and heard that just one of the ingredients, black walnuts, is really good at flushing parasites, and that, animals out in the fields eat them and stuff to naturally do this. We do cleanses on our dogs, our cats, our horses, our cows. Why not us?
Well, because they don't want you to know about that you need to do a parasite or a harmful organism cleanse. That's the thing. It's so secretive. And when we were doing our research into the root cause of every single disease, there's been plenty of proof. A lot of it's been burned and gotten rid of over the years, that the majority of diseases are caused by some sort of overgrowth of harmful organisms in the body. As a matter of fact, the World Health Organization came out a couple years ago and said 3.5 billion people are infested with intestinal parasites and worms. So the problem that we found is with cancer patients, for example, we found over a trillion microorganisms harmful in each person's body. We calculated that out, and other scientists have as well. Well, if you have a trillion harmful organisms in your body, they all take your nutrients and feed off of you, and then they have to go to the bathroom. And that's where the real problem comes in. First of all, they steal all the good stuff from you, and then second of all, they process it, and then they go to the bathroom inside your system.
So we turn into portable porta-potties.
You do, because they secrete formaldehyde, isopropyl alcohol, phenol, very toxic substances that are also endocrine disrupting chemicals and alter the hormone levels in your body as well.
The statistics are clear. 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms like parasites. Parasites can be transmitted by people, pets, food, and the environment, and so many other sources. Once parasites have made it inside your body, they steal your nutrients and release toxic waste. They use the bathroom inside of you. It's time to start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body. Introducing Living Defense, the new harmful organism cleanse fence here by InfoWarsLife.com. Living Defense uses wild-crafted organic herbs to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. We are expected to sell out of this very, very quickly. This is our limited first-time run. So visit InfoWarsLife.com today to try Living Defense today while supplies last.
That's right. You can get Living Defense, the harmful organism cleanser that is truly amazing, at InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back with more news and taking your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show Overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to go to some of your calls here. And, you know, when I said I wanted to open the phone lines, they instantly lit up. And pretty much everyone wants to talk about the PC, the politically correct culture, which, in my opinion, is one of the most sick cultures of domination and control that we've really ever experienced. And it reminds me of this headline that I want to talk about. Mizzou protesters segregate by race. White students asked to leave black-only healing space. The focus groups were intended to create a, quote, black-only healing space. This is from Daily Caller. in an ironic development, to say the least. Protesters at the University of Missouri segregated themselves by race Wednesday night, having white students leave a gathering in order to create a black-only healing space. Supporters of the group, Concerned Students 1950, which has spearheaded the protest movement at MU, assembled at the school's student center Wednesday night for a meeting after a planned protest march was canceled due to bad weather. According to an activist, the white students were asked to leave, and there's photos of them in their black-only healing space. Now, you don't have to have me tell you that this is racist, obviously. This is true segregation. This is reducing our human consciousness to the lowest common denominator. It is pure mental illness that is promoted by some politically correct, so-called politically correct proponents. And, you know, I've already offered the solution to fix the politically correct culture. I have the solution. If we would just listen, it would be fixed tomorrow. And that is that every single one of us needs to go back to kindergarten and learn the most basic levels of human functioning, human empathy, human morals, just the most basic stuff, right? Maybe we shouldn't judge each other by the color of our skin. Even when they feel like others are judging them, maybe they shouldn't judge others by the color of their skin by having a black-only healing space. When does it end? The answer is it does not, because political correctness has now been used as a tool of control. And once people that have never had control before or any form of power get a little taste, they like to go over and over and over again and get addicted to that form of power. And I'll give you an example on how this power works. The other night I was out to dinner, and I make jokes, right? I make funny, sarcastic jokes. And I had made a joke about a pig or something like that, some animal. And this girl said, "How dare you make a joke about animal cruelty?" Now, let's be clear. I love animals. I actually support nonprofits that help animals and help them not be slaughtered and killed, pets like dogs and cats and things. I'm a huge animal welfare proponent in the right, reasonable ways, right? But this woman literally started tearing up. How dare you make an animal cruelty joke? You're evil. You know, how dare you? I said something like slaughtered like a pig or something. And she was physically crying, tearing up. And what happened in that moment was everyone around me then looked at her and looked at me, because she would overreact to something like that. She now has, she thought she had power in the interaction, just like political correctness. Let's say, you know, I'm sitting around with a group of friends, or you're sitting around with a group of friends, and you make a joke. And it's not racist at all, but they say, "Oh my goodness, that is racist, sir. That is racist. It is racist to do anything." That gives them, if you're weak enough to go for it, a form of control and power over you that they would have never had. I mean, look at some of the largest celebrities out there. What brings them to their knees? Accusations of racism. It is one of the most powerful lobbying tools that weak people have in this world. Not that there isn't real racism out there, but mostly people don't care about that. It's the implication of racism. And then what would usually happen in interaction where someone accuses me of going against the politically correct agenda, right? If I was an average person, I would say, "I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make that joke. Please forgive me." And then I'm on my knees as the samurai takes his sword to my neck, right? "Please forgive me. I'll do anything." And then they have complete control over me, and they can make me do whatever I want. But instead, knowing the politically correct system, you say, "Oh, no, that's absolutely ridiculous. That I'm sorry that was offensive to you, but it was not racist. It was not over the line whatsoever. You know, get a sense of humor, or, you know, grow some type of a spine. You don't need to take your power from me using the politically correct dogmatic BS. And when you do that, they freak out and they don't know what to do. But they will try to control you with the PC agenda over and over and over again. And that's how the media tries to control the narrative. Let's talk to some people about this. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. He wants to talk about the PC culture. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, Anthony. First-time caller. Do I sound all right?
You sound great. And congratulations as well.
All right. Well, I'm 21, living in Virginia now. I grew up here. I wanted to give you my political correctness story about when I was in Ohio. I just graduated from a university in northwestern Ohio where you go to be a mechanic, but if you want an actual college degree, you have to take propaganda classes. And particularly the one I'm focusing on is diversity and organizations. You know, first, I'd just like to say I agree with Alex's views on political correctness. It's a superimposed mental illness, and it teaches people to look for what could hypothetically be racist, not any actual problems, but just to look
It helps people get offended by things that should not offend them in any way. It creates issues out of nothing and creates turmoil among friends, family, and complete strangers when there should not be any whatsoever. But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's when you talk about current issues in that class, but everything is boiled down to race, sex, age, you know, where you're from, all that. And, you know, all the numbers are cooked. They just want you to get into thinking about everything, you know, along the lines of race or sex or whatever. And, you know, the teacher who taught it was a former juvenile prosecutor, a portly white woman with all the politically correct views. And, you know, it.
So what happened in the class? About, what is it that stuck with you that happened in this class?
Well, this is what stuck. In a town of about 40,000, most of the people are white. Most of the people at the college are white. It's not a melting pot there. It's in Ohio. A class with 30 students, one of them a black guy. The rest of them are all white. One of them's a woman. And she started telling us about white privilege and how we're all inherently better off or well-to-do just because we're white. And, you know, there are some successes out there. We weren't going to buy it. We were all in that together, and we're all broke, and pretty much the entire class is white, being told that we're inherently better off because of white privilege.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what's racist is the idea of white privilege is racist, because it's acting like it is the most offensive thing. My black friends agree this is the most offensive thing to black people, to act like the white privilege thing is something we need to talk about. Like, I mean, just listen to the arrogance of these statements. Well, as a white person, you're just better off and most likely to be more successful. Quite frankly, you should understand that black people cannot be as successful as you on average because you are a white. What? That is racist. Come on. We all have an equal playing field. Of course, there's episodes of racism and discrimination that exist, but to go ahead and bring it to the forefront, oh, hello, you are born into this world. By the way, you do not have a privilege. You see, this white child over there will most likely be more successful than you. That's the most racist crap I've ever heard in my entire life. How about forget everything else? You are on the same playing field. You have the ability to dominate as much as you want. You can help as many people as you want. I don't think there's white privilege involved with uploading a video to YouTube and getting 20 million views. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. I'll tell you what there is. There is a system that conforms us to this one idea, this mono concept of success, which is go to school, go to college, get a career, you know, make X amount of money per year, and there's discrimination in that workforce, blah, 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 blah. They all fail to understand that we don't start. It's life is not a linear, it's not a one line, a starting point and an end. We all have different purposes in our lives and start with different skills and traits and understandings. And some of us maybe not the highest academic understanding, which is almost worthless in many cases anyway. Sure, it can build space shuttles and everything like that, which is amazing. But some of us, you know, some people out there don't have specialties in that area. Maybe they're an amazing painter, or maybe they're a musician. This idea of privilege also comes from this failed concept of a linear transgression in life, where we all must do the same thing and go to college. And if you offend anyone, you are bad, and you will abide by the system. And the system makes your rules, and that's how it controls you. But I'm not in the system. I'm escaping the system. I'm done with the system. And that's how we get past political correctness. Let's talk to Stigma. Thank you for your call, Steve, in Florida on the PC culture as well. What's on your mind?
Well, listen, I've got actually a lot of experience in this. I've been fighting these guys since 82, back in the Gorbachev days when Deng Xiaoping was was in China. The Canadian Socialists and the CND, which is the Center for Nuclear Disarmament and the World Zionist Congress, they would almost every weekend, either in Windsor or Lansing or Ann Arbor, I'm from Michigan originally, they would all, you know, meet there to do their thing. And we would show up, and unfortunately, Alex compared, you know, what they're doing to the brown shirts, but it's the same tactics. You would show up there to denounce their message and protest against them, and they would instantly start screaming Nazi, racist, KKK, immediately. And then everybody's down on you, and then the cops are trying to drag you out. So the best way to do it is just like the brown shirts, just roll up, get out, do your thing, and it's done. I'm telling you, it wasn't 2 months, and those rallies went from about, I don't know, 2,500 people down to 300 or 400. You know, violence isn't really acceptable today. I understand that. I'm not advocating it, but it is a tool in your toolbox. I mean,
well, you know, I'm not advocating any form of violence. And I will say there is a boiling point that is going to be reached with the PC agenda, though, because not in the form of violence, but in the form of ideological wildfire, because you have headlines like this one. Fourth grader threatened with sexual harassment for writing love letter. Psychologist said kids need to be educated about boundaries. Basically, this kid went in and gave this girl, he's in fourth grade, a nine-year-old child, gave this girl a little love note, and it says, you know, your eyes sparkle like diamonds, you're pretty, and I like you. Oh my God! Right? Gave this girl a love letter, and it's cute. Oh, I like you. Your eyes sparkle like diamonds. You're really pretty. What fourth grade girl wouldn't want to get that? Well, he was reported to the principal for potentially sexual harassment. A love letter from a fourth grader. But, okay, that's crazy enough. And you think, well, that's just a crazy incident. You know, they're too PC. It sounds like South Park, actually. Maybe if you've seen the South Park episode about political correctness, maybe the PC principal actually works at this school. The PC principal might actually be the one at this school. But he says that the nine-year-old might be guilty of sexually harassing the girl. And then one of the psychologists said, yeah, you need to teach your son boundaries, and if it happens again, you might be charged with sexual harassment. This is mental illness. Melissa Harris Perry, if that's how you say her name, is also mentally ill when she said being a hard worker is racist because someone on her program said, you know, Marco Rubio, not even about him, by the way, is a hard worker. And she goes, well, you need to think about that statement because only slaves that picked cottons were hard workers. What? What does that even mean? This is complete mental illness. It's like latching on to anything that could give them value because they're just value-leeching losers. All these people that obsess about the PC cultures are complete losers, unfortunately. And it's sad. It's sad. It's really, really sad. But they're complete losers with no value in their life, and they can't actually embody passion to help other people. Like, I'm in passion right now because I want to end this, and I actually want to help other people and get past the BS that no one cares about anymore, this stupid PC culture, and actually get on to helping people and enhancing their lives and overcoming their issues and taking back their country and getting rid of the corrupt bankers that ruin them and completely loot all everything and the payday loan centers that make billions of dollars. And I've told you stories where some people, the executives from there, are throwing $300,000 down on the blackjack table or roulette or whatever it was. Losing it all, not caring. That's the kind of stuff we should care about. But these people, see, they don't care about any of that because they don't have passion in their hearts for the human spirit. Instead, they want to feel some type of passion, so they latch on to this ideology of political correctness, like Melissa Harris Perry. You are racist. And this child needs to learn about boundaries. He's not allowed to speak to another human being. It's going to get to the point where you're not even allowed to speak to another human being, or it's not politically correct, because you need to respect their boundaries. It could be a trigger warning for you to speak to these people. You need to, there's a circle of boundaries around you, and if you speak to another person, oh my God, you just might be sentenced to death. But to be serious for a second, what's happening is with stupid headlines, fourth grader threatened with sexual harassment for writing love letter, stupid events that we have to cover, is there's going to be a boiling point where people are sick of it, and they're sick of it right now, but I mean they're going to be really sick of it. And it's going to turn to the point where about 1% of people actually still believe in the PC reality, And shows like South Park are helping crumble this, by the way, doing a great job showing the ridiculousness of political correctness. It's already pretty low, I think. It's a small minority that really, really cling to these PC ideologies. But in due time, there will be the opposition to political correctness that completely wipes it out. I don't mean violently or anything like that. I don't mean a war. I just mean people will ideologically be diametrically opposed to it, and it will cease to have any form of control in the media, because if the media clings to it, they will just completely lose viewership, as they already are, but I mean, they will die. Let's talk to one more caller on PC culture. Sherry, in closing, what are your views?
Well, I think it's important to correlate how the children are acting on college campuses. They're the first generation to graduate from Head Start, where the children are given over to public education at the age of 3 or 4.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. So what she's saying is, you know, what's happening in Missouri, the children are entered into school programs at an earlier age, and obviously the system protocols are set up to teach, you know, PC culture and all that kind of stuff. Now, what's interesting to me is I hope that we don't lose focus. I mean, I'm a pretty young person myself, from the so-called newer generations, right? But the reality is, it's not about the age, it's not about the generations. It's about some people buying into the system and thinking it gives them power, and some people realizing it doesn't. And my job, everyone's job, is to help them realize the system does not give them power. They give themselves power, and they have the power within themselves to do whatever it is they want to do, not by biting into the PC culture. You're not part of a gang. You're not part of a cool system. You're being played. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour of Overdrive. We'll be right back with more news and more calls.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Jones Show. I'm actually joined by Rob Dew, who's going to be hosting the nightly news on InfoWars tonight, and he's going to give us a preview as well. We're going to take some more of your phone calls, probably one or two more before the end of the show, and Alex will be back tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. But Rob, what is coming up tonight? You're hosting InfoWars nightly news.
That's right. And I don't do it a lot, but every once in a while, you know, I need to step in and get stuff done. We sent Jakari to Missouri to see what's going on there. And they actually came back last night. They have a report that they'll be will be premiering on the nightly news. And it will feature, I guess, Kit Daniel made a prediction in a report saying probably some 19-year-old kid who called in this KKK threat at the campus. Turns out he was exactly right. He called it even to the age. He got it right. So that's when you look at this stuff long enough, you can really see the patterns developing. And also, I'm going to have a two-part interview with Dr. Enrico Ettinger from NIAKRB.DE. They're they kind of combine holistic medicine with studying what the Russians did with health by sending people onto space, the rocket. They call it space medicine, and how they were looking at the human body and the voltages coming out of the body for different things and just designing medical protocols to help people go out into space and come back and not be, you know, when they cart our astronauts off, they, you know, after they go out into space, they bring them out in stretchers because they can't walk. Well, Russian astronauts would come off of these missions and do handstands. Okay, so he took those and kind of combined them with some other things. We'll see if this is an interesting interview or not. It's going to be a two-parter, and we're going to have a translator on it, so who knows what it's going to be. So tune in tonight. It should be some really interesting information.
Definitely sounds interesting. You were explaining to me, and I think there is a lot of powerful science behind the Russian experiments with the space technologies and everything like that.
Interesting crossover, and we lost that information because we never want to deal with the Russians or talk to them or anything. So.
Exactly. Well, let's hit one more caller. Yeah. Let's go to Susan in Georgia. What's on your mind, Susan?
Hello.
Hey, hey.
How are you? Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple things about this, all this talk about political correctness. All this going overboard about things, and it's just taking up so much of our time and attention when, you know, we just got to be careful not to let it just absorb, you know, hours of our time discussing it, I think, really, because there's so many other things we should be talking. And that's probably part of they, you know, whoever they is, their plan, you know, is just to get people looking at these little issues that are pretty much non-issues, you know, and to get us so we're not taking time to talk about the things that are really important.
Yeah, they're huge distractions. It's like if a thief is trying to break in your house from your main door entry, right? And he has a little soda can, he throws it in your backyard so it sounds like someone's in your backyard, so you go around the backyard to look, and the thief gets through the door. They're passing TPP right now. Mm-hmm. They are doing the CISA, the Internet.
It's literally like stuff. Office Space. It's literally a TPS cover sheet mental illness culture where they're running around saying, you're not saying this right. You need to put this. And they're saying it in Lisp. And that everybody's obsessing about the proper protocols and how to say things instead of just being real. That's the problem. Nobody wants to be real anymore.
It is true, but it's such a distraction.
Oh, it's a big distraction.
It's such a distraction from everything that's powerful and amazing and important in life. People can't even introspectively look at themselves anymore. They can't do anything because of the PC culture. And one thing I don't like about the PC culture, too, is it teaches that it's okay to have all these negative qualities. Like, oh, that's just who you are. You're just born that way. Like, someone's all grumpy and mean and calling people names and being negative. It's like, hey, that's just their personality, man.
And talking in a lisp is the only way to get your point across.
Right. I mean, you can't even criticize people in good ways anymore to help them. It's like, this PC, bro. Anyway, I'm Anthony Gucciardi with Rob Dew. Check out the nightly news tonight on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we will be back tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Alex Jones with The Alex Jones Show. Thanks so much for watching and have a great night.
visit GCNlive.com today.